Obviously, you don't know if you're back. You don't know if he's back. What are you going to remember most about playing for Tom Coughlin? What does that mean to you? If it is the end,
for sure, I would say definitely the Super Bowl that he was a huge part of my rookie year, and I mean just his integrity and passion as a coach. And not only did he want us to play the best football we could play, but also just be the best men outside this place.
Vince, I guess the other day when you were asked about your free agency, you said at that point it wasn't a proper time to speak. Is there anything you could tell us now about what you would want your next deal to be about? Is it about comfortable? Is it about money? Is it about situation? Is it about coaching staff? What are the factors you will consider when you talk about your next contract?
I mean, still haven't had time to really reflect on all of that, on all of what you just mentioned. But, I mean, talk to my agent, and we're going to sit down and talk about those things that matter. And, I mean, if I can get an interview with you, then I'll have a much better idea. But right now, nothing really comes to mind. I mean, I would love to be here. Would love to finish my career here. And that decision realistically is half up to me and half up to who's ever making the decisions here.
Overall, how would you describe this season for you this year?
I feel like it was a little bit of a roller coaster. I felt like the first five games I played, I put some good games together, and then was out 6 weeks, and then came back and struggled a little bit. Gave up. There's like three plays that I wish I could have back, and then. But I would say against the Vikings, Carolina, the last three games, Vikings, Carolina, and the Eagles, I got back on track.
And for this team. In general, how would you describe the way it went?
We just didn't finish. I mean, there's a lot of games where our record could have easily been different with the last couple of minutes of the game. And I mean, and it's disappointing because Coach Coughlin really, really prides on finishing, and that just wasn't the case this year.
Prince, when you look at the shortcomings, how much of the blame would you place on Coach Coughlin?
Shoot, if I had it, I wouldn't put no blame on him, because I feel like the players play and the coaches coach, and I would say Coach Coughlin definitely did his job, and I feel like outside sources could always critique and point out, oh, he should have went for it on this down, or he should have kicked this field goal or whatever. But one thing I've been learning in the NFL and in college, like whatever the coaches call, it's our job as players and professionals to execute it.
Is there going to be a lot of thinking about what ifs this offseason?
Of course, but that's why you have to take some time away from the game and not really think about it too much, because you'll find yourself in like a rubber room and you'll be going crazy. But So I think you take some time away from it and just trying to think about it too much.
When you guys lost to the Patriots and went to the bye week, it seemed like everything was in front of you. What went wrong from there?
After the game? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that deflated us, but I feel like it would encourage us, because I feel like we played them good. They were an undefeated team, and they were one of the league's best, and I feel like we played them well. And again, it was one of those cases where we couldn't finish down the stretch. So I thought that would encourage us going into the bye and having a conference game next week and having more pieces to the puzzle that game. And then I said it before, I think that it looked like a, yeah. It only looked like a bye week hangover only because we didn't win the game. If we would have won the game, I would have never have said that. But just didn't feel like we came out fast enough and hard enough.